let's start with some questions you can ask for yourself. And one of the questions is, how is your mobile tracked by Wi-Fi? Why does the municipality of Enschede wants to know who you are and where you are and stuff like that? Is anonymous data, is that a real thing, or is that only in story? What you can do to get more better privacy for yourself. So in the end, I give some do-it-yourself instructions if you want to, if you are inspired by me. So a little bit about myself. So I started as a WizKid, like many of us, with the Commodore 64. And in that time, you get real books with it, how to use it. So not only a warranty claim, but you could really learn how to program the Commodore 64. So I programmed it in with BASIC, and that's kind of was for my introduction with computers. I also saw the rise of the internet. Yes, I'm that old. And it was becoming very clear that privacy is going to be an issue somewhere. And I was a big fan of PHP, and that's for encryption, but it's another story. So I was always interested in technology and how it works, and yeah, get to know what it is and what the challenge might be. In 2011, I started my own hackerspace in Enschede called Stucklab. And at Stucklab itself, I also give workshops and lectures, also about 3D printer, laser cutter. But also I gave a kind of discussion group for about the sleep pad. It's already a few years ago. But also about the Corona melder, that was kind of the technique they used was good. And some people say, it is on the mobile, so it just can't be good. So I try to explain why it's good and what they do to protect your privacy and stuff like that. So that's a little bit about my background. For this story, we have three parties involved. You have the autoriteit persoonsgegevens, as we say in good Dutch. That is the DPA for the Netherlands. So if you have any complaints about privacy issues, you can ask them to look into it, and then they should do a little bit of research and then come to a conclusion. Another part is the RMC, and RMC is kind of consultancy firm for retailing, but they don't do only consultancy, but they also keep track of statistics, so a city know how many visitors they have, but maybe how to improve the city itself, and that kind of advice. And of course, the municipality itself that got the fine. So. To understand what is happening, I first have to explain a little bit about the hash. Here's all technical people, so it's more for the people at home, of course. So a hash is a one-way function. So if you it's original meant for files, and you get a hash from a file, it's kind of fingerprint. And if you only change one bit in the original file and you do the same hash again, you get a totally different fingerprint. So that that way you can check if the fingerprint match between files, and if the fingerprint, the hash match, you can assume that's physical the same file. So that is kind of technology that is behind it. You can see how a hash kind of looks. So this is in SHA 265 hash, and you have all kind of different hashes. So it is one way. So if you have the fingerprint or you have the hash, you cannot recalculate back to the original string. So it is, you can only do one kind of calculation. If you do the calculation again and again and again, it still always gives the same hash. So, and they use the hash for the city traffic method. And that's the way the company explains how they use it. If you walk around in the city, and even if you're not logged into a network, the mobile is going to shout around, hey, home network, are you there? And if you have a sensor and you do a little bit tweaking on the sensor can hear that. And that is the basic of this whole technology. And that way you can see the MAC address of the Wi-Fi chip inside your mobile. So the MAC address is kind of serial number to your mobile. And the city traffic method means that they make a hash from the MAC address and they only use the first 12 characters. They do that on the sensor and then send the hash together with the sensor ID, date and time to a temporary database. And that is then the pseudo anonymous code. So they say, yeah, we have to, it's not totally there. And in the next step, they put it in the database for the statistics. And they remove the last three characters, and that is called anonymous. So they say, yeah, we have now short a hash from a MAC address. And that is privacy proof. And they don't explain why it is privacy proof. So, yeah, I have some questions there. they always use the same hash. So if you want to do a hash, hash itself is, it doesn't say anything if it's safe or not. But yeah, what city traffic could do is use a salt or a seed every day and put it together in the, with the input strength, so you get every time another hash total. So, but they didn't choose for that. So since they started with the Wi-Fi tracking, they always use the same method, and not only for Enschede, but also in all the other cities that they are active in. And that means if you walk around in Enschede, they can see what MAC you have, then it's going to be translated to the hash. But they can see the same hash if you walk around in Hengelo or one of the other cities that city traffic is active in. And they store the data for 6 months in total. So. I think what's going to be a big point in the end, if there is a relation between the MAC and the person itself. And the municipality and RMC says there's no real one-to-one relations between those two. I don't agree to that. Because if you know the original hash and you know how to calculate, if you know the original MAC address and you know how to calculate the hash, you can do the calculation again. So yeah, it's still one way, but that way you can check, hey, is this MAC address belongs to this hash? Kind of black and white discussion about that. Another important point is, the MAC address itself doesn't mean anything, but it's kind of unique, and they do jump around numbers and stuff like that. And they say, hey, we have now something that's anonymized, but it's still unique for a person. So, yeah, I think that is not a good way to do that. And we can see that because the API did some research about the database. And I don't know if you can see it, but it's very small colors, stripes on the slide. And this is a few weeks. Yeah, you don't see my mouse. So this is a few weeks, and every night at between 4 and 5 a.m., some person is walking around by a sensor. And you can see that it's kind of steady. And he does that only from Tuesday till Saturday. So that's kind of the nightly walker, we call him Peter. So yeah, the fact you can do something like that means that it's not anonymized. And still they say, yeah, but we can't point to one person. Yeah, I don't agree to that. Because in this case, if you know where the sensor is and you're gonna stay there for one night on the right moment, probably it's only one person that's gonna buy it. So, and that is not so hard. Oh, yeah, this is a zoom in. Yeah. And another story, another person they found in the database is probably a resident. RMC says, yeah, we filter out persons that are resident there, and they do that if a person is there between 5 and 7, and in the evening between 10 and 11. And if the person is there on both times, then they assume that the person is a resident and is not included in the database. So what you see here is all the days there's no marks. That's probably the days that was successful. And other days, maybe the phone was off, or maybe he was late at home. So he was not there between 10 and 11. So that is included here. So that is not good also.
Sorry, how did you get this data?
I didn't do that. The Autoriteit, the DPA did it. So I didn't have any data, so don't worry. I counted the days here. And it's around, it looks like it's working only for 50% for the cases. And it should be 100% or something like that, so, yeah. What is kind of the conclusion about the city traffic method? That removing three positions of a 12 position hash is not sufficient to have an anonymity. Because we saw just a few persons, and we can kind of identify them already. Huh. Okay. Juggling around with hashes and stuff, that doesn't work. I have to hurry up a little bit. Make something anonymous is very hard to do that right. And also many data sets are published and they say, yeah, it is fully anonymized, and researchers do their magic and hey, we see persons. So that is not good. Even kijken. Yeah, and it's not about the current law, but it's also for laws in the future. And you can see for the new laws in the USA about abortion, there's a lot of discussion about location and apps that could store data and stuff like that. So you have to be critical, not only for what's happening now, but also what could happen in the future. The municipality get a fine of 600,000. It all started in 6 September 2017, and they announced it. They were proud, we're going to do that and stuff like that. Okay. And right from the start, I had some questions about, yeah, but nice you do that, but how it's called, how is the security taken care of and stuff like that. I also filed a complaint with the municipality itself. It didn't work. And then I filed a complaint with the AP. Took a little bit of time, but in the end, the fine was signed. And it was big news, so. I'm gonna hurry on a little bit. in the official complaint, I had official reasons why they shouldn't do that. So the first reason is the municipality has certain tasks, and tracking around people is not a task of the municipality. So that's reason one. Reason two, it should be proportional. You have to balance what you do and what you're going to store about data, and what is the impact for the person itself? And that was not a good way to do that. The third reason, and I find that the most important one, if you walk around in the city, you should be unobserved. So you should be around without people tracking you. And it's a law in the Dutch law, in the UA law, and human rights. So, because it's law, we shouldn't have a discussion about that. So I find sometimes strange we have a discussion about privacy, but that's a whole other story. And the last one is they should consent that. Just like if you go to a website, you have the cookies and stuff like that. That is not part of the Wi-Fi protocol, but it is not reason to do that anyway. And RMC said, we have an opt-out register, so you can register your MAC address there. Yeah, it's kind of strange you need your MAC address for that. And in the talks, said that not many users used it. So for a city like Enschede, you have to think about 10th, 20th, 30th, something like that. So you could, of course, turn off the mobile and do all kinds of other things. But it is kind of the upside down world. So you should be able to walk around where you want. And you shouldn't be do all kinds of strange things to protect your privacy. When this was public, Enschede said, but we did never had some kind of warning. And that's not fully true, because the AP already sent some letters before the discussion, that was kind of the summary of the letters is, you can use Wi-Fi tracking, but only in very specific cases. So, in big events and crowd control and that kind of situations. 24/7 in the inner city is not a special case, I think. So, what I already said, hustling around a little bit of data with MAC address and hashes and stuff like that is not enough to do the privacy good. And RMC is the stakeholder, he has a commercial interest in this. I think the municipality of Enschede listened a little bit too much to the company. And if they had an external specialist on the right moment, maybe they could avoid this fine. So. I'm going to skip this one. I get sometimes remark from, you're special, you do this, and stuff like that. But actually, I didn't do anything special. So this is something that everyone can do. It takes a little bit of time, because you have to wait long times before answers and stuff like that. But in the end, I only spent 2 or 3 weeks actual time to write letters and to write emails and stuff like that, spread out over 4 years now, so that is not so bad. So I wrote 2 formal letters, and I keep track from, I should have an answer now, I don't have an answer, what's its status? So, and most important, you have to stay polite, friendly, and you have to be persistent and don't let it down, and if you do that, I think everyone can do that, so. And if not, you can email me or Twitter me or whatever. Maybe I can help you out, so. And this is just some numbers for the fun. So this was kind of my speech. So we have some time for
questions. So, thank you very much. That was a good applause. Thank you. So are there also any questions? So if you have, please come over here to the microphone, because then also the people at home can hear them and they like it. That's easier. Yeah, just take that one. That's the best one.
a complaint about the DPA is that they are quite understaffed. How did you make the case that this was worth for them to pursue?
What I did, I just wrote a letter pointed out all the points, and then the DPA itself is going to investigate and see if it's really worth the effort to do that. And the DPA in the Netherlands is understaffed, so they have to be picky about what they do and what they don't do. So
your letter was good enough.
Sorry?
The letter was good enough.
Yeah.
But did they explain, like, this is about the amount of people that are tracked or about location that's more sensitive? How did they weigh it that high?
So there is a report with 58 pages. And the nightly walk is also in there. So if you can read Dutch, you can read it. Otherwise, I don't know if you can translate a PDF easily in Google Translate or something like that.
I can read Dutch. Yeah.
Okay. So read the report. So.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for doing this. I live here, so.
No problem.
Cool. Question from the back.
Right.
Okay. So I was wondering if it was considered that the MAC address can be actually completely reversed, because you have only a couple of, you know, a MAC address has like 6 bytes, and the first 3 bytes are known. There's only a couple thousand OUIs, which is a list of 1,000 or so combinations that are fixed, and the last is 24 bits. And considering that we have like this crypto Bitcoin machines that are incredibly quick in actually generating all these, I think it can be recovered in real time. Yeah. But I also think you don't even need a really big rainbow table to do a lookup table that is incredibly quick and doesn't need too much space, actually. Have you considered this? Because I think the whole scheme can be completely reversed.
I considered it, but I didn't do the math what you actually need for a database and calculations and stuff like that. So. But I'm familiar with rainbow tables.
Do you want me to do that for you?
Yeah, but right now it's I'm not involved in the discussion anymore. So
perhaps the municipality wants.
I don't know. Maybe we can talk later. So
thank you.
Okay.
Try this one. Yeah, it does work. It does work. I found this feature on my phone. It says in the Wi-Fi settings, randomize your MAC address. Do you know about it, and do you think it helps?
Yeah, but in this case, it was already, we started in 2017, so that was not as common as now. And they filter out the random addresses, but I don't know how many people of the normal do that. So.
Yeah, it is quite new, indeed. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
And how is this now done for all the other municipalities where this also was done?
They wait for what's going to happen in Enschede, and they very they really keep track about it, because it's if something happens in Enschede on a Wi-Fi area, it's not only for Enschede but for all municipalities and maybe even for Europe, but I'm not sure about that. So.
And do you know if they stopped it in all the other municipalities?
No, they stopped it, so they don't do it anymore. So.
Well, I have a question about the fine, because where did the money go to, the 600,000? Did the government just fine the government? Because then that money will just end up with the government again, so what point does it make?
But this is more about principles itself, so.
All right, but then the fine itself is pretty meaningless.
Yeah, the government gave the fine to the government, that's right.
I think the news and the amount of money might harm the careers of the people in the government, or harm, make them think twice again on it. I was curious about that as well. How was the reaction of the municipality? What did they agree in the end?
No. Totally not. Now, almost the first response, we're going to fight it and then we're going to go fully in it. So they already spent 145,000 on lawyer's costs. And the process has to start. So, yes, I'm very curious if everything is finished what the costs are, and if it's maybe then even more than the original fine. So.
So the government is suing the government as well.
Yeah, yeah, but it's very principal, and Enschede itself wants to know, but they also want to know for the other municipalities, and yeah.
That makes sense.
So that's probably the reason why they do that. So.
Cool. Any more questions?
I have a question for the audience.
Oh yeah! Wow, cool.
So I know in Germany they are very strict about privacy laws, but it's totally unclear how the Wi-Fi tracking or this kind of things works in Germany. So if someone knows details about this, I would like to hear that.
Cool. Anyone who wants to say something now? That might be a bit quick. Otherwise, afterwards walk to the speaker. Or is someone... No.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you very much.